Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know, life can be a real roller coaster, right? One minute you're riding high on that feeling of triumph, the next minute you're plummeting down into a pit of self-doubt. We all have those moments where we screw up, make mistakes, or just plain fall short of our own expectations. But here's the thing. Beating ourselves up about it, that never helps. Today, we're diving into something super important, the art of practicing self-compassion and self-forgiveness. It's not about letting yourself off the hook or excusing bad behavior. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. So, what are some key takeaways from this whole self-compassion thing? First up, recognize that you're human. Yeah, we all mess up sometimes. It's part of being alive. Instead of getting caught in that spiral of shame and guilt, acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on. You know that feeling when you trip and fall, but instead of letting your ego go ballistic, you just dust yourself off and keep going? That's self-compassion in action. Next, practice active kindness towards yourself. Talk to yourself like you would talk to someone you love with warmth, encouragement, and understanding. Ever notice how we're way harsher on ourselves than we are on others? We wouldn't dream of telling a friend they are a total failure for making a mistake, right? So why do we say those things to ourselves? Third, remember that setbacks are temporary. Life isn't always smooth sailing. There will be bumps in the road, challenges, and moments where you feel like you're failing. But these are just temporary blips on the radar. Don't let them define you or your entire journey. Now, let's talk about forgiveness not just towards others, but also towards ourselves. Holding on to past mistakes and grudges only hurts us in the long run. It keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity and prevents us from moving forward. Finally, remember that you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when you make mistakes. This is a big one. You are enough, just as you are. Don't let your imperfections define your worth. Think about the time you really messed up. Maybe a presentation went south, or you hurt someone's feelings unintentionally. How did you react? Did you beat yourself up over it, or did you try to learn from the experience and move on? It's easy to get caught in a cycle of negativity, but self-compassion allows us to break free from that and treat ourselves with the kindness and understanding we deserve. Let's say your friend is going through a tough breakup, what would you say to them? Would you tell them they're worthless or that they'll never find anyone else? Or would you offer words of encouragement, remind them of their strengths, and support them through the healing process? The same principles apply to ourselves. We need to be our own best friends, offering ourselves kindness, support, and understanding when we stumble. It's not about ignoring our mistakes, but about learning from them and moving forward with grace and resilience. So, what can you do today to practice more self-compassion and forgiveness? Start by being mindful of your inner dialogue. Are you talking to yourself in a kind and supportive way, or are you constantly criticizing and judging yourself? Make a conscious effort to replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Remind yourself that you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when you make mistakes. Take a few moments each day to simply be kind to yourself. Go for a walk in nature, listen to your favorite music, or spend time doing something that brings you joy. Remember, self-compassion isn't selfish. It's essential for our well-being and happiness. By treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, we create space for growth, healing, and resilience. Until next time, keep practicing those Stoic principles and remember you got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode and join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of support and shared learning together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.